from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hopefully what's not trash is the Atlanta Falcons special teams this year. Hey-o. We're dealing with, and look, we're dealing with much different rules, what's going to be going on in some of these kickoff returns, punt returns. And some of the interesting comments that came out of the weekend was returning returner, and I say that interestingly enough about Avery Williams. He was out all last year with the ACL injury. Oof. But he had some very interesting thoughts, and it sounds like he's pretty excited about the new rule.
It's everything. It's hard to say one thing. Down to the front line on kick return, the kickoff team, the kickers, and then the returners in the landing zone. Like, just everything is different. So it's just hard to take out one thing. It's a completely new play.
Do you like it?
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
It brings it back into it.
You feel me? Like, the touchback rate was like, what, over 90% before they changed the rules? So obviously the return rate's going to be, a lot higher, which is great for guys like me and, other returners. And the roster we have here, me and Ray Ray are building chemistry back there, and, I'm excited.
Nicky, I don't know if your husband Michael's still listening, but I know he'll vibe with me on this if he ever hears this story. I was out at practice the other day, and they're running these new kickoff return drills, yeah. And the guys are just lined up 10 yards apart. And all I could hear in the back of my mind was Keith Armstrong out there going, run, run, run. And I'm like, Keith, I am running. This is all I got. I don't go any faster than this. And, being the scout team cover team on these kickoff drills. These guys these days, no running involved. They're just 10 yards apart. They're just butting up. They're taking good angles. And it looks like a bunch of outside linebackers running outside zone on offense. But we got a chance to get that drill up close and personal. And I was like, I got to watch this, man. I've never seen this kind of drill before.
So you got to see it.
Yeah, we got to see the drill. We haven't seen it like play out in full force, but the drills they're doing 10 yards apart is very – it's new for us. It's definitely new for them. Right. We're all kind of getting used to what this might look like in – I think it's probably for the first little bit going to be a dumpster fire for some teams.
Absolutely.
Because it's going to be like, what are we doing here?
The evolution of it's going to be fun for me to watch, because how are special teams coaches and teams going to kind of try to play this out at first? And then what were they going to do to adapt to it? Because as soon as there's one or two broke in the preseason, they're all going to be watching the film of these other teams.
Right.
And then the first team to adjust to it, where they keep it to basically from being a return, and every other team's going to try to use that philosophy as well. That's where it's going to be really interesting for me.
I'm trying to think, Nicky, when you would have been at practices every day for the Falcons. And
Armstrong
and
was there, right? When
Armstrong
he said
was
that,
there. I'm trying to remember who the returner was, because it wasn't Eric Weems. Was it Dominic
Weems?
Franks?
No, I think it was Weems.
It was Weems.
It might have been Weems.
But it was also,
Dominic Franks was punt returning for a little bit in there when
Grimes,
we were both
Brent
rookies.
Grimes.
Brent Grimes.
Brent Grimes doing
Brent
a little
Grimes.
Bit of as well. One of the greatest athletes I ever saw.
He did some punts, I know.
Unbelievable.
And he went to like the no-name college.
Yeah. Did he go to Stony Brook, or where did he go? Something like that.
I don't know why I want to say like Sassasquatch. That's not
No,
but
Shippensburg.
There you go.
Shippensburg. I saw Brent Grimes during the lockout one time, and we'll get to Life of Squid. I saw Brent Grimes during the lockout, and this was really nerve-wracking, because I'm like, bro, I don't know if we have any insurance right now. Don't be too careful. He gets a running start, and he jumped up a flight of stairs and landed with his feet 10 steps up a flight of stairs.
He was a freak athlete.
10 steps. Think about that now.
It's fun to think about a guy like that in a situation like this now with the new rule and how he would just embrace that.
Yeah. He was unbelievable.
It was also the oddest couple I've ever seen in the history of the world, or him and Mika. Because they are, because Brent's very quiet, just non-assuming.
And snort.
Miko is everything else. But she used to come on radio. I mean, she's came on radio shows that I've produced back in the day.
Oh, I'm sure that was radio gold.
She is a personality.
Here's what I say about her. When we had lockout practices, she was the person that showed up with a cooler full of Gatorade. Like, think about that.
Yeah.
She was great to all of us, man.
Well, that's the thing. I think she got a bad rap with some because of how outspoken and outgoing she was and how she didn't care. She's truly one of those people that didn't care. So she got a bad rap, I think, with some like people in the media and the fans, but they never change. Never, you know, just like me, Miko, never change.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.